Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Rose Valley Winery is the winemaker and manager there, Steve Zilkowski. How are you today, Steve?
Great, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Glad to have you on the show. Now, before we get started, I know big event coming up Saturday. Tell us a little bit about, for those of us who don't know, the winemaking process. Is it a long, drawn-out kind of process? What is winemaking like?
Oh, boy, you wouldn't believe all the hard work that goes into it. First, we got to pick all the grapes, which we're in the midst of that right now. We've picked almost 14 tons so far this year, so we've been pretty busy. So once we get the grapes and turn it into juice, then we ferment the juice, and from that process on, it's a matter of cleaning up the wine and getting it to taste right. It can take, on my reds, usually about 2 years before I even get it to the bottle. The whites are about a year, and the fruits are a little bit less than that.
Is that right? So the wines we come out and taste, say, this Saturday, are probably grapes that were grown 2 years ago then, for most part.
That's right. Some of the reds are. Some of the fruits are maybe a year ago, and the whites could be about a year ago. So, yeah, it takes time to make that fine wine. So.
Yeah. Now, is that something they can learn about this Saturday when they come in?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be here. Anybody wants to stop and talk, I'll be talking about some of the wines that we're fermenting back there. We have we'll have some grapes they can look at that we just processed, so they've been crushed into stem.
Yeah.
Some of those will be fermenting along. Some of the tanks will have some fermentation going on, so I can kind of describe that whole process for them.
Very good. Rose Valley Winery is presenting their Fall Harvest Festival. It's this Saturday from noon until 5, and it's more than just wine and wine making, isn't it? You guys got a lot of things going on.
That's right. This is actually about our 6th year of doing this, so every year I think we get a little bit better at it, and we're going to have a pig roast. We're actually getting the pork and the chicken supplied by Main Street Barbecue and Hale. They're really helping us out on that.
All right.
And then we have a horse-drawn carriage rides. We're going to be taking people over to the city park this time. There's like a pumpkin fest going on there, so they can stop and look at that, get back on the horses, come back. So, yeah, and also entertainment and tasting some new wines as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those new wines. You guys got some unusual named wines here, so tell us a little bit about some of these wines that are new this year.
Yeah, this year we're going to be introducing our rhubarb strawberry rhubarb, however you want to say it. That's going to be a new one coming out. We're going to actually be bottling that today, so that'll be hot off the press.
Yep,
and then we have a Grousehaven, we call our one of the wines named after one of the lakes in the state park over here. That's a kind of a semi-dry white of an old type of grape that's real popular too. We've got our 2016 Bloom Blush, which is just about 100% Concord. That's always a fan favorite. Now, we've got a new one called Chapel, which is a blend of Traverse City cherries and apple wine together, and we call that Chapel. So
nice. All right. Now, about how many varieties of grapes do you guys grow out there?
Out in the vineyard, we've probably got about a dozen different varieties.
Okay.
Some produce more than others, but this year on our little vineyard alone, we produced picked almost 8.5 tons of grapes, which is kind of a record for us. We had a really good year.
Super.
And then we picked about 5.5 tons north of here up by Johannesburg, our Brianna grapes, so we got that picked too. So
yeah, nice. It's great to hear that this side of the state is really becoming one of the big players in terms of wine making and grape growing, for sure.
That's right. I think every year, like I said, we get a little better. We learn which grapes grow the best and take care of them, and we get some pretty good production.
Indeed. Now, where is Rose Valley Winery located?
Okay, we're on Beechwood Road. We're about 1/2 mile east of the light in Rose City, off of Rose City Road. So if you come east about 1/2 mile on Rose City Road, make a left. We're just a couple places down. 3039 is our address. You can't miss us. You'll see the horses. You'll see the tent. You'll see everything going on.
Yeah, 7:50 at the door, but that gets you into all the great stuff, the pig roast, wine tasting, entertainment, horse-drawn wagon rides, and more there at the Rose Valley Winery. You guys got a website and a Facebook page, too. They can learn more.
Yeah, I direct them towards the Facebook page.
Yeah.
That is kept up to date really good. So any new information or new wines coming out or what's going on, you want to look at it on the Facebook, and that'll get you everything you need to know.
There you go. Rose Valley Winery's Fall Harvest Festival this Saturday from noon until 5. That's right there at the winery on Beechwood Road in Rose City. And the winemaker and the manager there at Rose Valley Winery, Steve Zilkowski. Steve, been a pleasure, and hopefully we got some great weather and a lot of people coming out Saturday.
Yeah, we're keeping our finger crossed for the weather. I think it's going to be good, and come on out and have a good time.